Welcome to the show. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. On the show today, we have a local company called The Right Way Heating and Cooling. We know you saw the commercials, you saw the trucks, you see them riding around. Today, we have two of the managers, Greg Ferguson and Richard Dorman. Thank you guys for coming to the show.
No problem. Excited to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the right way heating and cooling.
Is that the right way to do heating and cooling?
Please don't give me all these puns all day today. Please give me a break.
He's not the one that thought of it.
We're going to talk about AC and then we're going to talk about plumbing. You kind of separated those two things. Now, I heard you guys say that, so I figured there's two different ways of handling this stuff. So the first thing we know, how long you guys been in Tucson? Greg?
Since 1959.
Whoa. Started
on Speedway.
Uh-huh.
And now we're right here over on Alvernon.
How big is your company right now?
Roughly 320.
How many trucks do you have? I see them all the time.
Probably
150, 200?
No.
It's closer to 200.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
That's why I see it all the time.
We're everywhere. Saddlebrook all the way to Sierra Vista, Nogales.
Okay. So you not only in Tucson, you're going all the way, you go out to Red Rock and how about Casa Grande? Are you that far out there too?
No. Sir.
Okay. Just a little bit further in. Okay. A little bit about what you guys. We talked about the people and dealing with home buying. What are some of the things you try to remind buyers, or not buyers, but people who own homes, how to maintain their AC?
So on the AC side, pretty much every manufacturer requires you at least have it maintained once a year. Most of the time, we'll tell you should have it done once before each season, just so we can get ahead of everything or anything that might be a problem.
What is the most popular month for you guys to go out there and fix stuff?
Summertime.
It's not a month, it's a whole season, huh?
It's pretty much from May all the way through September, and then, you know, it'll start slowing down, and then it'll kick back up in March.
In case you guys didn't know, that's Richard Dorman. He's going to be the AC guy we're talking about a little bit. When we talk plumbing, we'll be talking to Greg Ferguson. They're my best buddies just since about 3 minutes ago.
You know, one of the things we talk to our sellers about is the importance of keeping the filters changed. By then, it's probably too late. But certainly when they're showing the home, you don't want a dirty filter that makes you wonder how that system's going to be running because it hasn't been well maintained.
So filtration is a huge must. You should change your filter out once a month. Regularly. If you don't, we often get the phone calls of, hey, my AC's not working well.
Yes.
And then the first thing we check is the filter, and the filter looks like you just brushed the dog, and it's completely full of, you know, everything. So
that's not a good look either.
Yeah.
Not a good look for, prospective buyer, I can imagine.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, when we talk about plumbing and things, what is it that you guys do from beginning to end on in a home?
We do all aspects of plumbing, anywhere from sewer lines, sewer relining, water repipe, water heaters, water filtration.
Do you install stuff? Install stuff is a dumb question. Do you install, what's those water softeners?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, every home in this area should have some type of filtration on the home. It's very hard water in the area, as well as chlorine from the city to protect viruses and things getting transported through the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
So the chlorine is in there, which is very bad for your plumbing. And then there are ways to remove that to protect your home.
What do you think about tankless systems?
They're great.
Okay.
What about a retrofit on a tankless? Because I have heard years ago that it just doesn't make sense to do that once your home's already built.
We do that every day. Installing a tankless water heater at least one every day. Whether that's taking a tankless out and putting a tankless in, or a tank and putting a tankless in.
What are the advantages for the consumer when it comes to that tankless system?
Essentially, the best feature is endless hot water. It's not instant as it has been,
promoted.
Yeah. People get that confused. It's endless hot water. So you can run your hot water for a week and will not run out.
I like that.
Can I add something, the AC guy, to that?
Sure.
You're also, essentially overpaying on utilities for it. Like traditional tanked water heater, you're heating water that's in a tank, and it's a lot of times in a garage, sometimes it's outside. So that tank that's not insulated well, you're constantly reheating that water, even if you use it or don't use it. Where the on-demand systems, you know, we use a Navien, is pretty much our brand that we use for the tankless. Those heat what we need to heat. Right. So you're not constantly heating this water up that sits in a tank and then putting it through your pipes. You're heating what you need. Also, the retrofit side of it years ago was a lot more difficult.
Okay.
But now with the Navians are a lot easier. A lot of times you had to mess with gas lines. You don't really have to do that anymore. So they have the ability of the retrofit part being very easy, so you don't have to overpay on your utilities any longer.
Sound like a good idea now all of a sudden.
Yes.
We've been talking about this for a little bit.
Yeah, we only called you on the show because we need a quote.
We'll be happy to come out and give you a free quote.
I see you say, I like the fact that it says heating and cooling. But what part of the heating do you? We just talked about cooling and plumbing. I didn't hear anything about heating.
So most systems, people don't realize that a system is a furnace that does the heating, an evaporator coil, and an outside condenser. Those items all run together. So we run into situations where people are like, I just want to replace the air conditioner. And they had no clue that the furnace, the heating element of the unit, actually also pushes the air throughout the house.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the newer technologies and newer furnaces in 2019, EPA changed some of the rules, and the FER rating, the energy efficiency of the blowers, have actually changed. So now how we move that air,
right,
whether we're heating or cooling, right, is all affected. So typically you're buying an entire system. And the heating side, we don't do a lot of heating, but there's definitely times where it's very, very cold. So when we look at system replacement, whether it's AC or heating, it's typically a total system.
Yeah, I was just checking the last couple of years, and we've had a lot of winter months. I think like 2 days. So, so I think heating is really not a main issue with that stuff. So I just want to make sure I understood between heating and cooling, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Yep.
I was going to say, when we sit down and do a listing appointment, we often sit down with a homeowner, and we have to ask a lot of questions about the house that aren't obvious. You know, and is your water heater electric or gas, and do you know what kind of a heating system you have? And most people don't even know how to answer that question, if it's a forced air system or a gas pack, or they can't fill out the form. Mm-hmm. How would you, when we come back from break, I wanted you to tell us, how would you explain that to a homeowner, the difference between the systems, and help them better understand what they actually have in their home?
It's called a teaser, in case you didn't know.
We're heading to the break. We have Craig Ferguson and Richard Dorman. They are with Right Way Heating and Cooling, a local company here in Tucson. Been around since 1959.
Correct.
I got that right. At least I listened well. We'll see you on the other side of this break. Welcome back to the show, everybody. You're here with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. But with us today, we have Craig Ferguson and Richard Dorman. They're the managers for Right Way Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. And I said again, Right Way Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Don't forget about that part.
Yes, as you did on the first section. We'll let it slide.
We have come to expect this from Mr. Smith. So it's just part of the deal. Hey, we were talking before the break. How do homeowners know what type of system that they have? How would you best describe that? You know, because they really have to be able to tell us if they have like a forced air gas system or a gas pack. Like, can we talk about like where the unit's located? What would be the clues that would help them know what type of unit they have?
So they make multiple types of systems. A lot of the discrepancy for a homeowner is knowing if they have a heat pump or not. The only way they can really tell if they have a heat pump or not is whether it has gas going into it. And then there's two types in that. There's package units, which are an all-in-one on the roof typically. Uh-huh. Sometimes you'll see them, and they might be ground-mounted, but it's very large. And then you have split systems. Split systems, they make a gas furnace, an evaporator coil, and a condenser. And then on a heat pump, you have what's called an air handler and a closet. That's kind of the coil and mm-hmm. the furnace combined, and it won't have gas going into it. All of that's, electric.
The major difference is none of the electric appliances will have a flue. Like the furnace and water heater, they won't have the metal flue coming off the top for combustion air and venting.
Now you're talking about flues and venting. You got me rabbit holing here. So when we have repair requests that are dealing with gas, we need to call a plumber, correct?
If it's a gas leak?
Gas line.
Yes, correct. So that'd be a plumber.
Your plumbing, you guys will address those gas plumbing issues as well.
Yes.
Awesome.
So as we're getting closer to the end of summer, hopefully soon and not in many more months, we get to the end.
I disagree with that statement.
Oh, no. I'm so ready for this heat to be done.
The 2 days of winter.
I'm ready for them. But, you know, some of us that have older units, you know, as we're watching the days go by and hoping that we make it to the end of summer, once we stop needing the AC so much, maybe thinking, oh, great, we made it. We don't have to worry about anything else. What would you recommend that someone does? Is there a seasonal change maintenance that's required or something as we're getting ready to start using our heating systems?
Yes. So as the season changes is typically when we will come out and do that preventative part to make sure that you're ready for heating. We actually go over all those components, and Ray's laughing about heating. We do heat, Ray. But just to make sure those components are working, that so the system, you don't get a breakdown, you know, on that really, really cold night, because mm-hmm. we know that's when it happens on mm-hmm. one of the two. That's when you'll call us and looking for emergency service, but so is everybody else at the same time. So getting ahead of it is the best way to do that. We have a membership program. We call it a VIP service. And that VIP, we come once before heating, once before cooling. It's a monthly service that you would pay for. And you don't have to call us. We typically will reach out to you and get you on a calendar to where it's something that just gives you some peace of mind, and we stay ahead of it.
With that being said, and you also have a package if something goes wrong, how to repair it and things like that. If it's a condenser or something like that, does that add a percentage, or they get a percentage off because they have the package or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, so if you're on a VIP membership, there are some benefits to being on that where you get discounts on much everything that we do.
Thank you.
Any kind of installation that we do, a new system if it's time. Mm-hmm. But typically, all of our technicians, when they come out, it's not our job to spend your money. We're going to give you the options for things that may be in the future, and let you make the decision on how you want to spend your money.
Thanks, Rich.
I was going to say, I think, is that the package that we're going to be auctioning off for Reach for the Stars? Oh my goodness, you guys did a great donation. We have a local nonprofit here called Reach for the Stars, and you hooked us up with a great service package and a cute little fall centerpiece, and we wanted to say thank you. We know that this isn't the only thing you do for the community, that you guys are very community focused. We see you out at the U of A basketball games. So we know that you guys are out there supporting the community. And that's one of the things that we value as real estate agents, is having a community where so many people are contributing and caring for the community members. So we want to say thank you for that.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Craig, you were telling me about earlier that you guys are having a contest.
Yeah, so for the month of September, we're having a contest for every homeowner in Southern Arizona. All you got to do is take a picture of your label on your water heater and go to our website. There's a mm-hmm. link on there for contest, and whichever homeowner has the oldest water heater in Southern Arizona, we will replace it at no cost. If you have, say you have a 25-year-old water heater, it's currently leaking, you need one starting tomorrow. we'll go ahead and replace it at your charge. And if you, in fact, do have the oldest, I will happily present you a check the first week in October for that amount.
I think some of our clients may have the may be in the running on this one.
Yeah, there's some old ones out there. We see 25, 30-year-old water heaters all the time.
Yeah, I used to have one, and it sounded like a rocket ship. And one of my friends came over and said, "What is that?" I said, "That's my water heater." And they said, "Are you waiting for your house to flood?" And I said, "No, I hadn't really thought about that."
So that knocking noise is actually hard water and sediment in the bottom of your tank. And the heat is heating through that, and it's actually popping.
Whoa.
And expanding. So that's what's going on there. So it is popping.
We have some great managers here from Right Way Heating, Plumbing, and Cooling. Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How do people get a hold of you guys?
520-745-0660 or rightwayac.com.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes.
What is it?
You can just search Right Way Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
I just want to give her. I just want to make
her
panic.
Never think you're just sitting in the on the sidelines. It doesn't work that way.
No way. We're not gonna let that happen. We can talk about the packages and those things. Is all the packages stuff also on the website so they can look them up, or they need to give you guys a call?
Yes, we have all our services on there, as well as some coupons and some pictures, things that we've done of our work, some of the community involvement we've done. You know, we also do Courtney's Courage, Habitat Humanity.
Yes.
Feel the Love, the Linux program.
Yeah, Feel the Love is a big one for us. We take nominees for somebody who just can't afford to replace an HVAC system. We team up with Linux. This year, we actually did one yesterday down in the Hereford area. And then on the 14th, we have one here in the Tucson area that we're going to do as well.
There's all the information on the website?
All the information's on the website.
Great, great.
And Facebook.
One thing about the guys, how long have you guys been doing this business?
I have been in the HVAC business with Right Way since 2014, but I'm a third-generation AC guy. Gosh. So my father owned a company here in town, and so long time. And then Craig's been...
I've been plumbing for 19 years, going on 20. So.
Okay, one last question about your VIP. Do you guys drain the hot water heaters? Is that part of your service?
Yes. Awesome. Once a year, we will come out and do that, which should be done in every home.
Yeah. Change your filters, get your water heater drained, and call Right Way if you have any heating, cooling, or plumbing needs.
We'd like to thank Craig and Rich for being here today. Thanks a lot for coming on the show. We hope to have you back on the show soon to talk a little bit more about what you're doing and for your stuff you're doing online, rather offline for the community.
All right. Go Wildcats.
Go Cats. Hi, guys. Thanks for staying with us. We think we have a great treat with you today. Today, we're going to talk about some things you don't think about, which is your financial future. We have here the two owners of Empower Financial Group. One is Stephanie Kidder. And the other one is a guy Welsh. Both of them are really, really good friends of ours, and they do a great job for the community and for you if you need help. So how you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Okay, Stephanie, how long you guys been doing this stuff? And tell us a little bit about what Empower Financial Group does.
Yeah, so Empower Financial Group's been around in its current existence since about 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Guy and I decided that we were better business workers together. We make a really great team together.
Agreed.
So we focus mainly on, you know, retirement income strategies. You know, we create income or goals-based retirement income strategies for folks.
And you enjoying yourself, Guy?
She's fantastic. So it's been an incredible, what has it been, since 2018, so 5 years-ish.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was in a managerial position with New York Life Insurance Company is actually how we met. I was in a recruiting role, and I was tossed her name from a very, very powerful human being in my life, and he said, "You need to talk with this woman because she's just incredible." And since the moment we met, it was kind of meant to happen this way, so it's been great.
You guys have, and when you're talking about financial stability, it doesn't matter which industry you're talking about. You go throughout any industry you got to work to, you need to come to you guys to find out how better to build their wealth or hold on to what they have? What is it that you guys focus mainly on for the
So I think, can I answer that?
Yeah.
So I think for what we like to do is we always have like a corny analogy of we have to help people push the financial GPS button on where they currently are.
Right.
What we run into quite a bit is that most people have an idea of where they want to go, but they actually don't know where they are currently compared to those goals, right? So, you know, what we like to do, and I have another analogy, is if someone were to like kidnap you and put you in the back of their trunk and drive you in the middle of the desert and drop you off in the desert at night, the first thing you try and look for when you were dropped off in the desert is some type of a landmark or something that you could recognize to get your bearings straight, right?
Correct.
So we want to make sure that on the front end of anything that we do with anybody is help them understand where they currently are. From there, then we can have a conversation of goals and have a planning conversation of how we get from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, and then what strategies we can implement to get there. The other example we like to use is in that same kidnapping example, if there was an airplane, a helicopter, a boat, and shoes sitting in that desert where they drop you off, right? There are different ways that you can get from point A to point B. Well, we want to make sure that we help people, you know, not take a boat when there's no water. You know what I mean? So we want to make sure that
if I were stranded in a desert, I would want you on my team.
Exactly right.
That's right.
So it's really, it doesn't matter what stage of life you're in. Mm-hmm. We work with all facets, small business owners, big business owners, owners with 500 employees to two employees, to any individual working for, you know, a Raytheon, University of Arizona, anything here locally or not here locally. We help people understand those, what they're trying to do based on their goals.
Yes. What's the first step that someone really needs to take when they're getting ready to pick up the phone and call you?
Yeah, I think the first step is pick up the phone and call us. And really, like, I think what it requires is you need to be able to ready to do some work.
You need to know you're in the desert?
It's a process, yeah. You need to know that you're going to be involved in a process. We take an educational approach to everything. Mm-hmm. We're both teachers and coaches just for in the forefront. So we want to teach financial literacy 101 first. And give you a framework from which you can then start making informed financial decisions. I think people just don't know what they don't know. So it's getting in front of us, thinking about why did I come here? What are the questions that I have? And what kind of things do we address? Because once we go through our process and the education piece, which usually takes about 20 minutes, then we're just going to get into the weeds. Who are you? What's important to you? What are you trying to accomplish? What are your goals? What's your cash flow now? What do you make? What do you spend? How much does it cost you to live the way you live right now? And then what are your goals and objectives and what are you trying to accomplish from a short-term, a mid-range, a long-term financial goal situation? We're gonna ask all these questions to get an understanding so that then we can come back, run some numbers, come back to the individuals with, here's what our recommendations are. Here's how we think all of these little pieces and parts will play nicely together in the sandbox based on, you know, what you're saying you need to do. And then, you know, we make recommendations, the individuals make decisions. And so it's just kind of coming from a, let's start with education first.
Okay. I am motivated now. I just sound so smooth. Listen to both you guys talk. I can see why when people get around you guys and they have a chance to work with you guys, that you lead them down the right path. I think the one thing they need to realize that don't be afraid and to be honest. You need honesty and you need them not to be afraid.
Right. You know, one of the things we run into, and it's right on your question, is well, when is a good time to meet with you, right? And we meet with people who are not in a position to do any type of investing in their future or even thinking about it yet.
Okay.
Because we need to get out of debt. Or we need to understand where your money is going, right? A lot of people have no idea what they're making and spending on a monthly basis. So sometimes on the front end of somebody, it's just, hey, we need to make sure that we build up your emergency savings. And then once we get to 6 months of an emergency savings, now we can get into the sexy stuff of investments and things like that. But sometimes it's just taking that first step of, hey, I have no idea what I'm doing. And we need to just have a basic conversation of understanding what is the most important things. And sometimes we'll meet with somebody and we won't be able to actually help them with a actual game plan of, you know, investing and putting money away 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, because we need to have a foundation set up before we start getting into the fun stuff.
So it won't surprise you that in our recent conversations with our lender, a lot of the business that he's doing is homeowners that have gotten into credit card debt and they can't afford the 30%+ interest rates right now.
Yep.
And so if you're not doing what you're talking about and setting aside that nest egg, if you will, or that money, and you end up putting an air conditioning system or a new roof on a credit card, you're never getting out of that debt. No. You really need to prepare before you need the money. You need to be already thinking about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that we can speak on in that vein too is, so it's great if you want to go buy a new house, buy a new car, buy something that requires you to go get credit in order to buy it. But just because you can qualify for it doesn't mean you can afford it. And those are two different things. And
good
so
job.
Going through a budget and, you know, looking at what are my current expenses and what are my current debts and liabilities to see if you can actually afford the thing that you just got approved for.
Mm-hmm. Here, we're going to go to break. We're going to be back with Stephanie Kidder and Guy Welch. They are the owners of Empower Financial Group. You're listening to some great information. We hope you stick with the last segment with us. Talk a little bit more about this and hope we'll guide you down to where you need to be. And don't forget to, after you hear all this, you got to call them. So we'll be back in a little bit, talking a little bit about financial security and financial stability and self-empowerment and all those other words that Stephanie and Guy use. Hi, we're back with the brilliant owners of Empowered Financial Group. This is Guy Welch and Stephanie Kidder. They are the owners of the company that has been around since 2018, who's here to help you get out of whatever debt you're in and to find a way to get your future wealth. I like to say future wealth because that's what you guys are all about, just making sure that you're okay in the future.
We talked a little bit about how it is difficult for a lot of people because they're not thinking ahead and planning ahead, and so they're digging themselves into a hole. Who is the ideal person for you to sit down and work with? Is there, you know, is it someone who needs to get out of debt and move forward? Is it, you know, some people might be sitting and thinking, I'm just not in a place. We talked about that. I don't have enough money. Yeah. I haven't gotten my stuff in order yet. I'm not there. So who do you work best with? Who's your ideal client?
Well, I mean, ideally, I would love to work with somebody who has no debt, makes a whole bunch of money and has no idea what they're doing with it. And that would be ideal client, right?
So aside from the unicorns.
I was going to say, I think we're talking about collegiate athletes at this point getting NIL
the NIL money, yeah, no doubt.
And yeah, I think you just described them.
Yeah, so I mean, ideal client, you know, somebody who has an income, right? Maybe he's running a business, has a family as well, is trying to get into understanding, you know, what their retirement needs and goals are. They have an idea of what they want to do, but they just aren't sure if they're doing the right thing to get there. And then having, you know, introducing that person to a process, right? What we, and Kidder mentioned this before, is having a process to identify, you know, we can always look back on something to make sure that the decisions that we've made are actually working. We run into a lot of people who've been doing something for 10, 15, 12, 100 years, whatever, how long they've been doing it, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't know if they've been making any positive progress toward a goal, right? They just know, hey, I know I'm making, you know, 8% returns on my money, and that's great. Well, 8% towards what, right? And so when we try to help people, it's ideally running into somebody who has some assets and has some income coming in. But that doesn't mean that we won't sit down with somebody who doesn't have that,
right,
and help them work toward that goal. You ask ideal client, I'd like to work with people who are making a good income, but at the end of the day, that's not everybody. So,
well, and you know, I was thinking when you go and you sit down and talk with someone about budget and you have them write out the money that they're spending and you find out that they're buying 10 Starbucks every day and you say, hey, you know, if you only bought one Starbucks every week, you'd save all this money. There are some people who will look at that and they see it and they understand how that will affect their future and they understand the reasons and the purpose and they want to make the change.
Right.
And then you see someone else who goes, oh, I just realized that I could buy 11 Starbucks every day and I'd be just fine,
sure,
and stay in the place that I'm in now. You know, so that idea of wanting to move forward and wanting to make sure that you are making those choices. I like how you talk about just because you've done it for the last 10 years doesn't mean it was right.
Right. Right.
I think a lot of what we do too is we manage expectations. You know, if you're 30 years old and you come to me and say, I haven't ever saved a dollar and I want to retire when I'm 45, I'm like, okay, well, let's run the numbers. Well, what's the number that you need? A lot of times we get questions, how much money do I need?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
wow.
I don't know. What are you going to do? And how long from now do you need it? You know, and so it's coaching them through the, it's not a necessarily a dollar amount that you need. It's a, what are your goals and how much is that going to cost you? And how much time do you have between now and the time you're going to initiate that thing that you have to save and earn and whatever.
Right.
And so it's coaching through the managing of expectations. And to your point, if you have a goal in your head of, I want to retire in 15 years, I've saved nothing, and I need $10,000 a month, and we come back and go, okay, great, you can do that, but you're going to have to save $25,000 a month. And they're like, oh, I can't do that. All right, well, then we got to move the goalpost a little bit, right? but they don't know that until we run numbers, wow. And we kind of teach how that all works.
Yeah.
Listen to you guys, man. Go ahead. This is your show. Go ahead, finish up.
So I think it's important, the educational piece that Kidder was talking about, right? I think one of the main things that we run into quite a bit is we have a lot of people who have gotten a lot of their information passed down to them from family, right? Or past experiences. And I think it's really important that we talk about that, because if you rewind back 50 years ago and you talk about people who are in retirement now or have just recently retired in the last 15 years, they have two things that I think are the shakiest things in the world for anyone moving forward now to the future. We're talking about pensions, right?
Right.
Less than 6% of the workforce currently are offering a pension plan to anybody.
Correct. Right?
So if you look back at my grandma and my grandpa, they retired after working for one company for 25 years and they got a percentage of their paycheck paid out to them for the rest of their life. Most people do not have that. Unless you're a public service person or a teacher or in the military, you don't have a pension account, right? So you do not have that to rely on. Secondly, Social Security. A lot of people who have been retiring in the last 50 years rely heavily on Social Security. Well, if you look at the Social Security program, I would say that's shaky at best to be able to rely on for an income stream in your retirement plan.
Wow.
So what does that leave? That leaves one more peg for you to look at, and that's your personal savings. So people back in the day had a pension, Social Security, and their personal savings to help guide them through retirement. You take two of those things away.
Wow.
You only have one more thing left, and that's on you, right? No one else is going to come save you in retirement when you need income other than the things that you've done and the habits that you've created for yourself over that retirement savings period. So it's really, really important that people understand that, because most people think, I work for 30 years, I put my head down, I grind, and I'll turn 65 and I'll be able to retire just like my grandma did. It's not going to work like that for people anymore.
Yeah. I like that what you're doing, making sure that they're, when they retire, they're on the island. And you guys are goal focused, your personal touch, and your transaction based and more than your people based more than transaction based,
right?
Which makes it so great. But one thing I want to make sure that people know, that not only do you do personal touches, you deal with companies also and help companies and their employees.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we focus a lot in some small business, local small business, anywhere, like Guy said, from 2 to 50. I mean, we've got some bigger companies that we work with also, but certainly small business. And how does it benefit? What kind of things can the owner of the small business do that is a win-win for the owner and the employees?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things that can be done from an employee benefit standpoint to help attract and retain employees in the job market that we're in right now. That's a big deal. So what kind of things are you offering to your employees to entice them to stay here? It's not all just about salary. It's all the ancillary things too that are a benefit. How can we figure out what things does that particular owner want to offer to their employees?
Right.
How does it benefit their employees? And how does it benefit the employer from a tax perspective? You know, what
good
are those
job.
Write-offs there? And it's a win-win.
A lot of things you don't even think about. You guys already had this before. This is not your first. You know, this is not your first rodeo. You've done this 100 times. So people need to understand that you guys are very skilled. They just need to listen a little bit more and be, like I said, don't be afraid to come and touch base with you guys.
It's mm-hmm. a fear thing. I agree with you 100%. Just don't be afraid to talk about yourself. Most people are afraid because they haven't actually had that conversation with their own self.
Right.
Right. So
yeah.
Sitting down with somebody that they might not know really well and kind of talking about things that they haven't even spoken with their spouse about.
Yes.
Or themselves about. Yeah, it's intimidating. I completely understand. But it doesn't have to be.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I wanted to go back to, you mentioned tax strategies.
Mm-hmm.
So for us in real estate, really that is a tax strategy as well. Not only are we concerned about our future, but also we want to maximize the income that we have throughout the year. Do you want to just touch a little bit more on some of those strategies that you do use to help people, and what time of year is the right time to start, you know, putting that money aside?
Mm-hmm. So I think that, first of all, the good time of the year is now, you know, or yesterday. Yeah, now,
like
immediately. What we try and accomplish is creating a diverse portfolio, whether it's tax diversification, it is investment diversification. It is the idea of not having all your eggs in one basket and not having your investments, whether that's real estate or actual traditional investments, having the same tax treatment. Because what we want to try and do is have balance in risk, in taxes, in when it's going to be taxed, how it's going to be taxed, creating a balance of liquidity. The name of the game is balance. You probably have some to add to that too, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about taxes, right, I think it's two separate tax conversations. Number one is, how do I save taxes now? Right, every single year. And then number two, how do I save taxes when I actually need to spend my money in retirement? Right. So I think it's two separate conversations that we need to look at. Right now, working with a CPA or working with somebody in the current situation to make sure mm-hmm. that we're not paying too much money in taxes now. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to make sure that we're thinking about that. But at the same time, we also have to look at, well, what is the future tax consequences of what I'm doing now? Are we entering into a rising tax environment, or are we going into a lowering tax environment? Now, again, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do know that taxes seem to be heading towards the way of getting more
right.
and higher. Right. So looking at things of, okay, yeah, it makes sense to save taxes now, but if I'm saving taxes now to pay them higher on the back end, is that the most effective strategy? Because that's not going to work very much more, especially in a rising tax environment that we seem to be going into now. So your question is a multifaceted question, because yes, we need to make sure we're saving money, especially if you're talking about people involved in real estate who are 1099 employees. They need to act like that, and they need to be able to put the money away to save for their tax bill on a yearly basis. But they also need to be thinking about, what are my tax liabilities when I actually need to spend my money, whether that's real estate rental income, right? Rental income, every dollar that's going to be taxed when you need it. So just making sure that those things are being thought about, so right. that we are not planning on having, you know, $10,000 a month, but then we raise taxes by 5% over the next 15 years, and now that $10,000 is cut down to $8,500.
I need people to know how to get a hold of you guys.
We have a website, EmpowerFinancialGroupLLC.com. You can go there. On that website is a very easy way to get a hold of us. We have our Calendly, basically our schedules right there online. So you can go on there, go to the very bottom. It says schedule a meeting. You can schedule it with Kidder. You can schedule it with me. It's right there. Our beautiful faces are sitting right there in the bottom of the page. You can click it, find our schedule, make sure what works with you works with us, and you can get a hold of us that way. It's the easiest way.
And with that, we just want to say thank you to our guests, but also to the sponsors that make the show possible: Pioneer Title Agency, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage, Rego Pest Prevention, and Power, that's POWUR Solar. And so when you use them, please let them know that you heard about their services on the I Am Real Estate Show.
Thanks, guys, for being on the show.
Thank you,
guys.